From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Munich for a global security conference as the Trump administration and congressional leaders seek to reassure world leaders in a time of uncertainty. In his first overseas trip since taking office, Pence is scheduled to speak to the gathering on Saturday. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis told European allies that American security is tied to that of Europe, describing NATO's principle of collective defense as a bedrock commitment.
It is a fair demand that all who benefit from the best alliance in the world carry their proportionate share of the necessary costs to defend our freedoms. And we are committed to passing those freedoms intact to the next generation.
European leaders have been concerned about the Trump presidency since the president's repeated expressions of admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin and Trump's description of NATO last month as obsolete. Meanwhile, President Trump toured a Boeing aircraft production facility in North Charleston, South Carolina, Friday before speaking to workers and others at the plant about jobs. Trump visited the plant for the rollout of the first 787-10 Dreamliner aircraft from its assembly line. In his speech, the president repeated his campaign theme of America First.
We want products made by our workers, in our factories, stamped with those four magnificent words, made in the USA.
Meanwhile, the Secret Service is investigating an incident in which someone threw a rock at the president's motorcade as it traveled from Palm Beach Airport to his Mar-a-Lago estate for the weekend. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Scott Pruitt was approved Friday by a vote of 52-46. Pruitt served 6 years as Oklahoma's attorney general and was closely aligned with the oil and gas companies in his home state, whose executives backed his political campaigns. Pruitt filed 14 lawsuits as attorney general of Oklahoma that challenged EPA regulations, including former President Barack Obama's plan to limit planet-warming carbon emissions. Environmentalists had strongly opposed Pruitt's nomination, fearing that he will roll back the EPA's enforcement efforts. UN aid agencies warn they have a 2-month window of opportunity in Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for millions of people and avert a catastrophe. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, children are among the worst affected by a massive drought, and many are at a great risk of dying.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought, which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. They describe scenes of utter devastation where people have reached the limit of their abilities to cope. Nearly 260,000 people, half of them children under five, died during the famine in Somalia between 2010 and 2012. UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Provincial security sources say Islamic State affiliates attacked and killed at least 18 government soldiers in eastern Afghanistan Friday. The sources said a large group of IS loyalists staged a surprise assault against Afghan National Army outposts from three directions that triggered heavy fighting that lasted for several hours. At least 8 IS fighters were also killed and 12 others wounded. And Pakistan's security forces claim to have killed more than 100 suspected militants in a massive nationwide security operation on Friday. A Pakistan military spokesman said on Twitter that the killings, along with many arrests, were the result of an intelligence-based or combing operation. The move came in the wake of a deadly suicide bombing against a Sufi shrine that left more than 80 people dead on Thursday night. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.